Fans, hello and good morning, and welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High. And all of a sudden, you look up, it's week 13. It's amazing to believe how quickly the season is going, and it's December 2nd, believe it or not. This isn't the wrong video. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. Gray's still in a suit. Even he's sweating at this point, even though it's shortly, just a couple hours before kickoff. And frankly, Gray, look, a six-game winning streak has positioned the Broncos to be one win away from wrapping up the AFC West for the second straight year in a row. But if you spent some time down at Dove Valley this week, you'd hardly know it.
Well, exactly, Chris. It is a few scenarios. A win, Broncos win today, a San Diego Chargers loss, or a tie by both teams would lock up the AFC West for the Broncos. But you would, like you said, you wouldn't know it at Dove Valley. The players and coaches really said, we're not thinking about that. We're taking it one game at a time. And offensive coordinator Mike McCoy said, if you start thinking about the future, you're going to have bad results on Sunday.
Yeah, McCoy and Peyton Manning, what they were spending time on was this Tampa Bay defense, even without suspended corner Eric Wright, who will miss today's game, plus an additional three more. They saw a pretty attacking defense on tape.
Well, exactly. In the turnover margin, the Buccaneers rank sixth in the league and plus 11 in that category. So the offense knows it needs to take care of the football if it wants to come away with a win today.
Yeah, Peyton knows what this defense can do. Here's Manning at Dove Valley this week talking about how he's getting ready for today's game.
I see a very opportunistic defense. I see a defense that causes a lot of turnovers. They're stout against the run. I see a team, you know, that's causing turnovers, and that their offense is turning those turnovers into touchdowns. You know, they're not, giving it right back to the other team or settling for field goals. It's, you know, it's sometimes 14-point swings, and they're stingy in the red zone. You know, holding teams to field goals. So, that's what I see on tape.
That's Peyton Manning Wednesday at Dove Valley, and look, it's pretty clear. On the other side of the ball, the Buccaneers scored 38 points per game against the AFC West this year. All three of those were wins. So Von Miller, Champ Bailey, these guys, you talked to them this week. They know what they're up against, even here at home.
Well, exactly. Champ Bailey talked a lot about Josh Freeman. He's had a great year this year. He sort of compared him a little bit to Big Ben Roethlisberger, but said rather than scrambling around, he's just – avoiding tacklers in the pocket and staying in there. He'll take the hit if he has to. And his top target is a familiar face to Broncos fans, Vincent Jackson, who spent so many years with the Chargers. He's leading them. He's almost got 1,000 yards receiving already. And rookie running back Doug Martin is already over the 1,000-yard mark rushing. He's a guy that Von Miller said the team really needs to watch out for.
Yeah, and don't forget one of Peyton Manning's former targets, Dallas Clark, lines up at tight end. He caught a game-winning touchdown a couple weeks ago. The Bucs lost to the Atlanta Falcons by just 1 point last week, so they can score some points. Here is last month's AFC Defensive Player of the Year, Von Miller, on what he sees in this Bucs offense.
This is a great Tampa team. You know, they have a, you know, very good run defense, very good offense. You know, Doug Martin's been running the ball, you know, fabulous. You know, not just for a freshman, but I mean, not just for a rookie, but for a, you know, NFL, you know, back. He's one of the top guys in the whole, you know, league. So, I mean, you definitely got to keep your eyes on him. You just got to play football. That's what we've been doing this whole time. So, I figure if we can stick to, you know, our scheme, have, you know, a great week of preparation like we've been doing, you know, we'll be all right.
That's Von Miller earlier this week down at Dove Valley, and that'll do it for today's Broncos TV on site with Gray Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. Kickoff at 2:05 today, a little earlier than the last few weeks, few games we've had here at home. Going to be broadcast on Fox, and somebody a lot of Broncos fans know doing color for this game.
That's right. John Lynch doing the game for Fox just 2 days ago, was named a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2013. So exciting couple of days for John.
Yeah, former Bronco, former Buck. I know he'll enjoy the game, and hopefully you will too. For those of you coming to the game, it's going to be absolutely perfect here at Sports Authority Field. Enjoy your Sunday. Thanks so much for watching. And, of course, after the game, DenverBroncos.com will have a complete recap of Week 13 matchup.